This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
I from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Residents in Spring are cleaning up after yesterday's tornado. Some people living on Driftstone Drive say the damage was so bad it'll cost thousands of dollars to fix. Others say they can't even stay in their homes. Walter Overcash was in his home when the tornado hit.
And you feel the pressure drop in your ears kind of thing, right? And you hear that dull roar. It's like, okay, maybe I should go jump in the closet.
The National Weather Service has been working on preliminary estimates. Forecasters now think the tornado that hit Cyprus was an EF1 that had winds around 105 miles per hour. Another that hit Incline was estimated to be an EF2 that had winds around 115 miles per hour. The Texas Secretary of State is looking into a complaint from Houston State Senator Paul Bettencourt. He says Harris County allowed voters to register their home addresses to post office boxes. That was in violation of a bill he authored in 2023. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno reports.
In a letter to Annette Ramirez, Harris County Tax Assessor Collector and Voter Registrar, Bettencourt asserts the county failed to remove from the voter rolls those who had registered their addresses to local United Parcel Service stores. He says the alleged oversight could put the county in violation of state laws that passed in recent years and restrict funding for the county. Secretary of the State Jane Nelson on Tuesday said her office will not hesitate to take the next steps towards oversight if they find the county failing to protect voter rolls. In response, a spokesperson for the county's tax assessor collector's office said they were made aware of the senator's complaint. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
A new study says the reliability of the Texas power grid could be shaken by the rapid expansion of data centers that use massive amounts of electricity. That study comes from the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. Mostly clear skies are in our forecast tonight. Overnight low near 56. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high near 68. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.